So as you know, with me, you always have a little bit of learning along with the lessons. So 2024, wow, that's just seems like it's way too soon. Is year B in the Revised Common Lectionary, and it is the year of witness. You should remember that, because between the Gospels of Mark and John, you will hear the word witness many Sundays during the year of witness. Mark was the first gospel writer, you think, but it goes Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Wouldn't Matthew be first? Well, actually, no. Mark was the first gospel writer. And Mr. Hogan's not here to nod his head and go, yeah, you got that right. And John actually used Mark as source material for a lot of his writing, which a lot of people don't know, which is kind of interesting for Bible geeks like me. So let's think about witness and testimony. They're words most often used in a courtroom. But in the situation, in this particular situation, witnesses give testimony to the miracle of Jesus' birth. The light is just killing me in here tonight. That's why I keep shifting. So, important testimony that would confirm to others the presence and the prophecy of Jesus' birth. So, who are the witnesses that we can identify that were around for the birth of Jesus Christ that we've been anticipating this whole month? Well, first, obviously, is Mary and Joseph. Mary, so willing at 14 years old. Let that sink in. 14 years old. So willing at 14 years old to be the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ. A virgin. Mary, whose husband, Joseph, told her that they would have to travel to Bethlehem to be registered because it was the city of his homeland. Ladies, imagine, if you will, being 9 months pregnant and facing several days on a donkey's back. I think I might have had to have said, I'll wait here, let me know when you're back. Really and truly, that's some dedication. Joseph, obviously, was a witness, a dedicated father, willing to take Jesus as his own, even though he was not his biological father. Joseph, who probably patiently realized that the journey was not going to be an easy journey. Neither of them were prepared for the mass of people that were headed for Bethlehem and had reached there before them. And the innkeepers were also ill-prepared too. The innkeeper obviously was also a witness, as he first told Joseph that there was no room, and then had to offer to Mary what he did have available, which was the stable. And he had to say that to a very pregnant woman. Not an easy thing to do. His offering was a stable, not a fully equipped birthing suite and assistance like most of the women here have enjoyed. Mary and Joseph didn't even have the support of an experienced birth coach. They had each other to rely on. That would definitely cement your relationship. After much labor, Jesus was brought into the world in the same way most infants are. And the first time parents wrapped him in cloth used to keep sacrificial lambs blemish free, and they put him in a feed trough, most likely made of stone. That would be enough for the wonderful birth of our Savior, but Mary and Joseph looked up to find a young shepherd and some of his friends who gave their testimony. They had been tending their flocks outside Bethlehem, minding their business. After all, it didn't matter that a census of the population was being taken because they were migrants. Think about that. They weren't citizens at all. They were migrants. They had no homeland. They were migrants. They moved with their flocks, finding food and water, so they were not considered worthy to be citizens. And while they were taking care of their flocks, angels appeared to them, telling them of the miraculous birth taking place in Bethlehem. The angels spoke so eloquently of the birth, they decided they had to go see this baby for themselves. So they did. When they saw Jesus, they knelt and worshiped him. They told Mary and Joseph that the angels had said to them, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom he favors." So they were the first human witnesses to the birth of Jesus Christ, other than his parents. Isn't it wonderful that God chose those whose work was taking care of flocks of animals to be the first witnesses to the birth of one who would one day be known as the Good Shepherd? The shepherds left, telling all who would listen of the birth of the baby Jesus, who they had just visited, giving testimony to what they had witnessed. There would be others who visited the new family and then witnessed to Jesus' birth. But we have to wait for that part of the story till Epiphany. Tonight is the amazing celebration of a perfectly ordinary birth to perfectly ordinary people. Jesus Christ was born on this night many, many years ago and all the world celebrates his birth, except for his birthplace, Bethlehem. Due to the upheaval in the Middle East, the churches in Bethlehem decided to forego the huge celebrations of Christians in that area in order to protect their citizens. Ambrose of Milan was a theologian and church leader, considered to be one of the most influential ecclesiastical figures in the 4th century. In seminary, we studied his commentary on Luke's account of the birth of Jesus Christ. This account was written over 1700 years ago. This passage is stunning in its simplicity, but also in its relevance today. He became a small babe so that you may be fully grown, perfect human beings. He was wrapped in swaddling clothes so that you might be freed from the bonds of death. He came to the manger to bring you to the altar. He was on earth so that you might be in heaven. Amen.